If everyone's ready, I will do the countdown. Well, now I've got that, the intermission piece Jesus. For episode 27.
What the fuck's going on down there?
Welcome to our very first specially recorded WTF at TFW supplemental. I'm still Vangelis, and we just recorded episode 27, but we have with us someone who is new to the podcast crew. No, I'm not going to invite new hosts on. I'm very sorry. However, Super _ Megatron's schedule has hit a snag with our usual thing. So if we do need an alternate, we're going to be having another one of the TFW admins on, a fellow named Kickback. Why don't you say hello to the podcast world, sir?
Hello, podcast world. This is my first time, so I'm a little nervous.
It's all right. It's smooth and subtle every time.
We'll go easy.
Just turn on the Barry Manilow. I'll be good.
Yeah, we're good. And our topic today is, however, a somber one. It's the economy. And then everyone just pushed stop. But for those of you still listening, what we're going to talk about today is just a discussion topic that Kickback suggested, and I thought it was interesting. Also, around us today is quite a few of the podcasters from both teams, in fact. We've got two and two. We've got, well, actually, say hello when I say your name. We got Aaron.
Hello.
We've got GogDog.
Hello.
We've got Omegas Prime.
Hello.
And we've got Buzzbeak.
Hi, everybody.
He moderates the movie forum. So what's gonna happen is, pretty much, it's mostly Kickback's idea, so he's gonna do most of the talking, but as people have questions, you know, they may pipe in, they may not pipe in at all, but, you know, just so you know, those are the folks hanging around this conference, this Skype conference, and, yes, the topic, the economy. Kickback, why don't you,
yes.
Start us off with, an intro, if you will, to this topic.
Well, I don't know how exactly you introduce a sombering kind of topic, but...
You just start off like, everyone's gonna die.
Pretty much, you're all gonna die, we're gonna be broke, and you'll all be living on the streets in about 3 months. But no, I wanted to bring up the issue of the economy, because just, you know, reading around the message forums and so forth, you don't see a lot of people talking about the economy. You know, first and foremost, I'd like to express my own apologies to anyone who has lost their job. I know a lot of my friends on the boards who don't post too much have lost their jobs. They've all contacted me privately. I've lost my job from the economy. So just, you know, a little bit of a shout out to those guys and good luck to getting work and getting money back in the pockets. But people don't really think about, or at least I haven't seen people talk about, what kind of effect the economy might have on something like, you know, Hasbro, you know, or Mattel, or any of the big name companies out there, just because, you know, I'm sorry to say, but the world does revolve around money, and when money's kind of an issue, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to bring up the idea of what the economy could eventually mean for Hasbro, which what it could eventually mean for Transformers and for G.I. Joe and any other toy lines that people like to collect out there, not just, you know, saying Transformers are the only thing we collect, but you never know.
Yeah. And so. Maybe just mention, like, you, like, you know, just so you have, like, a point to speak from, you've, as you said, you did lose your job, but you've also got, like, some background that gives you kind of an idea to come up with ideas of where this might be going economy-wise, just from say, going to BotCons, you kind of know how the business works, you've talked to some folks.
And I've worked in retail for, probably about 8 or 9 years now, you know, working just, you know, your regular sales associate to, you know, my last job I was a store manager and actually ran my own store. But the way it, I know, right? Woo! Yay, profit. But the way the economy works, what happened with the economy for the listeners that we have that aren't necessarily in the United States or just don't care to follow the news, you know, two of the major financial institutions of the United States basically failed back in August, September, October of last year in 2008. And basically what that means is they didn't have any money. And so when you don't have money as a bank, that means you can't loan money, which means you can't do a credit line or anything like that for numerous places, numerous companies, numerous businesses around the world. So when you have to take a look at that idea, you have to realize that if you don't have the money to lend someone, that means a company like, for example, my company, KB Toys, either has to go, all right, well, either we're not going to make payroll this month or we're not going to order product this month. And either one is basically shooting yourself in the foot. So that's why companies have been going bankrupt, is because they can't get the money to keep their businesses afloat because the banks are no longer loaning the money because they can't afford to establish a new line of credit for the companies. But that kind of process works everywhere. That also works with Hasbro, with Mattel, with, you know, McFarlane, with every single company in the world. You have to have a line of credit. When people order their products, when Hasbro decides that they're going to put an order into the factory and they got to pay, you know, just throwing random numbers out there, not saying this is realistic, but say they have to pay $10 million to, you know, manufacture so many different toys for a certain toy line, that doesn't mean they have, you know, $10 million sitting in the bank that just go, you know, debit, you know. No, they put it on like a credit account, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that is paid off or consolidated and so forth. It just kind of keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. Usually the only money that's actually available is for payroll, which is something they take out of their own business account, put it aside for payroll, so that's the one thing that does get taken care of. But if you think about it, with the economy the way it is now, look at the retail stores that are going under. You got Circuit City just announced they're closing. KB Toys, of course, is gone. Linens and Things is going away. You had pretty bad postings for the month of November and December from big name retailers like Macy's, Saks Fifth Avenue, The Gap, you know, Mervyn's, of course, is now out of business again. You know, all these big name companies, Dillard's, JCPenney, all these, you know, department store names that you see every time you go into the shopping mall, they all posted anywhere from 15 to 25% decreases in their sales for November and December.
Yeah.
So if that's happening, you know, Walmart, I think, is the only company other than GameStop that actually posted an increase for the month of December. But Walmart's increase is only 1%, which means everything that sold last year, they only did 1% more than this year. That's it.
And that's, and what do you think like a typical increase percent would be when the economy's not quite in as dire straits?
Well, it usually depends. It depends on how good the business year is, what kind of products are out and hot and so forth. Usually, like, for example, Walmart was expected to hit like a 3 or 4% increase for the month of December, and they only posted, I think, like a 1.5% increase. So while it was still an increase, it was short what the analysts were predicting, which means they lost stock value because they're like, oh my God, you know, Walmart's not making billions of dollars, just, you know, millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, in theory, it wasn't a horrible thing. Walmart still made money, but, you know, same thing.
It's like exponentially less when you think about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, if your goal is to make an extra $5 million and you only make an extra $2 million, there's $3 million that you were planning on making that now doesn't exist. You
yeah.
still made profit, but not as much as you were hoping or expecting to, which means you have to cut something in the future because you can't spend that money you thought you were going to have. Now, if you have to look at it this way, and this isn't true for every place, but this is true for a lot of places around the country, people might have noticed when they went into Walmart or Target anywhere in the last couple months, especially in the month of January here, it's not going to be everywhere, but it's in a lot of places, all the toy shelves looked bare all the time. I mean, a lot of things, you know, the grocery section was fine and everything, but the toy aisles, they're kind of bare. That was two reasons. One, Target and Walmart in January reset their mods. When they reset their mods, that basically means they're redoing how the toy aisle flows. So Transformers now, instead of being in the first half of the second section, may now be in the first half of the first section. It really depends. It's some stupid deal that their corporate makes with the different businesses and what's popular, what they're ordering and so forth, what they think is going to sell. It's hard to explain. But the other reason is because, let's face it, toy sales weren't that high. I mean, Christmas time, yeah, everyone buys toys and so forth, but, you know, everyone posted decrease in profits. Everyone lost more money. They didn't make as much money this year as they did last year.
Yeah.
Across the board, pretty much. So when that happens, obviously you didn't sell enough toys. Well, Hasbro, you need to realize, of course, doesn't just make Transformers and G.I. Joe. They got their girls' division with My Little Pony and Littlest Pet Shop. They also have their Play School division, which is actually quite a large division. But then they also do Parker Brothers, and they do Milton Bradley. They do all that stuff. And if you think about it, how many board games out there are made by Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers? A whole heck of a lot.
Yeah.
But you gotta realize that's a lot of money Hasbro puts into that silly little toy aisle that we go to in the toy stores. if those aren't selling well, you know, because the economy's down, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, yeah, probably to speculate, I'd say at least, you know, lessening the product a little bit, not putting out quite as much, on the lowest level at least, like not manufacturing as much.
Well, yeah, and I think you can kind of see the beginning of that with the Universe 2.0 line. Look how many repaints are in that line already.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out and buy Smokescreen, who's a repaint of Silverstreak, who's a repaint of Prowl. And that's a new mold that just came out last July.
Yeah, definitely. So, and GogDog, did you want to say something?
Yeah, do you think, obviously, if Hasbro's going to have to adjust for prices, do you think that it, or for income, or profit, if I can get the word out, do you think that it would be that it would affect like the pricing of their toy scheme, or more of just the amount of product that they're able to put out?
Well, the pricing aspect of it, they just raised the prices what 6, 7, 8 months ago, across the board on everything they had, which is the first time I think they've done that in like 6 years. And the reason they did that was both to combat the cost of oil at the time, which of course. Oil, everything from shipping the product from China to the United States to plastic itself is derived from oil. You got to increase the money coming in a little bit more than you would normally. Mm-hmm. However, the other half of the increase was due to wanting to up the QA standards of the toys because, I mean, let's face it, from the movie line to even the beginning of animated, there was some serious quality issues with some of those toys, with them falling apart before you even took them out of the package. So that's what the original price increase was for. Doing another price increase when the economy's down, I mean that's almost like, I don't want to say suicide, so to speak, but if someone's like, man, I only got $10 and that's the only $10 I'm going to have for the next 3 weeks, if you take your $10 toy and decide you're going to charge $15 for it because you're hurting for money, people are just going to buy something else for $10.
Yeah, and especially with
that $5 to appear.
With the economy affecting everyone, it comes down to like dollar by dollar spending even. And Buzz had something to say about QA, not QNA, QA.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to toss in that I think a lot of the additional spending that went in the Q&A was we saw all that trouble last year with all the lead paint in toys, but mostly hitting Mattel, it seemed. But yeah, I know, yeah. Hasbro moved pretty quick to make sure that they didn't have that problem.
Hasbro is one of the only companies that can say that they did not have a single toy recalled for lead paint. And that comes down to a number of things, from the fact that they actually put money forth into making sure that there is no lead paint. Not saying Mattel doesn't, but, I mean, with Mattel it was so widespread in so many different brands for so many different age groups. I mean, it wasn't just their Fisher-Price division. It was also, you know, their actual Mattel division, too. I mean, it just
there was a lot of Batman.
Right. It was coming out of multiple factories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which almost, I mean, you can't accuse anybody or anything like that, but in my mind, it almost thinks, you know, it kind of rings true that maybe it was a little bit of a, hey, you know what? Our movie toys for every movie we ever do, with the exception of Cars, don't sell worth a crud. You know, we've got to compete against Transformers, yeah. We've got to compete against Fantastic Four, we got to convince against Spider-Man 3. I mean, all those movies came out at the same time. The Star Wars, Clone Wars. If you're Mattel, you've got to, you know, shave costs somewhere. So the scary part is there is an acceptable amount of lead paint you can have in a toy. It's just that those toys were more than the allowed amount, so to speak. So it could have been anything from like, hey, let's go ahead and up the percent a little bit. And the reason is because I believe lead paint dries quicker. So if it dries quicker, you can ship it out faster.
A little bit cheaper.
Which is the whole
reason. I think it's harder, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the QA. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, QA standards go up a little bit. They pay their people. I mean, Hasbro does pay their people in their factories quite well, from what I understand. As opposed to, say, I heard very, very not so nice things to say about Toy Biz. Back when they still had their Marvel Legends line under their name, which Marvel pulled from Toy Biz. But, yeah, good times. And now I completely forgot the subject we were on.
Basically, I think we were saying, like, the one possible effect the economy may have that we may have noticed already would be the increase in toy prices, and that it's kind of unreasonable to think that the toy prices may just increase again as a reaction to the continuing worsening of the economy. And that I'd wager, like, I agree that it would be suicide to go like, okay, so everyone has less money, we have less money, let's charge our customers even more to save our business. So there perhaps maybe like other means being used to trim the fat, as one might say, around all their different brands.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing you have to think about, too, is, especially in Hasbro's case, they basically have two huge things coming out this year, which is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra, which they're really putting a lot of money into both of these franchises right now. But at the same time, if they're going to put a ton of money into those things and an economy's not so great, we already know that Universe 2.0 is supposed to go on hiatus when the movie comes out, because Universe 2.0 was always supposed to be like a continuation of the movie and some shape or form, in the sense of realistic vehicles turning into realistic-looking robots. That's what I always understood. And then, of course, there's Animated, which is about to start its Season 3 here, and we've already got some of the new toys coming out, but even Animated was going to, from what I understand, die down a little bit when the movie came out, because, let's face it, you make $700-plus billion on a movie, and the toy line sells out like crazy the year before. Yeah, you're going to want to put a lot of emphasis on that.
Yeah, and also, like, the way I saw it was kind of like, as it is, Animated is the main line, and Universe is kind of like a subline, and with the movie coming out, it would be more like the movie is the main line, Animated would move back to being a more of a subline.
Well, isn't that kind of what also happened at the beginning of Animated, at the beginning of the year, where the movie line was just doing so well that retailers said, hey, we don't want this other new thing, we want what's been doing good for us.
Right. There's just some toys like the Leader class and the Ultra class that are just so expensive on the toy shelves you can't put out, you know, a whole mess of $40 toys. They're just not going to sell, especially right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's another option you could see coming down the pipelines. And, you know, I heard a whisper about it a long time ago, you know, that a size class might get eliminated. Because let's face it, for the longest time, we only had, you know, Deluxe, Basic, Voyager, and I think Leader at that point. There was no Ultra. They took the Ultra away at some point.
That was a big buck-on thing, is when they said we're bringing back the Ultra class for Universe.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at it, when you have that many size classes, do you really need that many size classes in a toy line? Not saying that they're doing it. I haven't heard if they're doing anything, but, you know, when you're thinking about it, you know, oil prices, of course, are down now, but still, economy's hurting. Do you really have the money to throw out a Basic, a Deluxe, a Voyager, an Ultra, a Supreme, a Leader, you know, which is what they're doing for the movie, because we've seen the listings for, you know, a $99 toy here coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money to pump forward into basically, because let's face it, they make 16 versions of some characters. Do you really need to have them in 16 different size classes? But
yeah, that's just where you're competing against yourself, almost.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what you get with lots of lines, too, is that you have, I mean, it's the upside is that it means there's something for everyone, but it also means there's so much out that someone who doesn't have much money is going to say, well, I've got to focus on one, so I pick this one, and then, you know, lines and sublines just start taking business away from each other. And even though it's all going towards the same brand, I'm guessing the way the retailers would look at it is they're seeing it as different lines being put out by the same company that seem to be taking each other's business away.
Well, not only that.
Yeah, and oil might be down right now, but it's not going to stay down.
Well, the thing you got to remember, I know for a fact that Hasbro's in a, I don't want to say financial trouble, but I can tell they're being affected by the economy. A couple years ago, I used to do a Hasbro, what they call it, it's like retail management support or something like that. Basically, I was one of the guys that got to go around into Targets, Walmarts, Toys R Us, Kmart, for those that still had Kmarts around, Kohl's, and you basically check the Transformer section as well as every other section by Hasbro, make sure everything's stocked, looks nice, go on the back, pull out product, you know, set up end caps, set up pallets, those little movie overlays that you saw in your Walmart stores back from the last movie. Those were not fun to put up. They were actually quite a pain. But that's what I got to do for basically almost a year, just kind of as a second job. And it was a lot of fun, but I made a good friend in the process who's really big into Transformers. And, of course, I'm not going to list his name, but they have payroll cuts for the first time in the years that he's worked with the company. You know, he's only given so many hours a week now, when he was usually getting 40 hours a week. Now they're, you know, being cut down to only, you know, about 20, 25 hours at the most a week, which therefore means they can't hit the same stores that they do, or they can't hit them as often, which normally in the month of January, that's not a big deal. Obviously, Christmas just happened. retailers are still going to be ordering new products. Stuff's not going to be coming in. But when the stores like Walmart and Target have already set their mods and they still don't have the hours for the month of February coming in, especially when there's movies coming out in June and so forth, and toys are supposed to start hitting in March, you kind of start wondering a little bit, like, huh, you know, what's going on in that regard? So,
yeah,
because he's worried about it, because that's his primary source of income, and now he's down to 20, 25 hours a week. He's a little bit worried. So you kind of get that idea that, you know, maybe the economy is starting to hit him a little bit. But I think if the economy does, and, you know, and everyone keeps saying that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Obviously, you see new job layoffs every single day. Mm-hmm. So that in mind, you know, Hasbro cannot be above the radar on this. They can't be sitting there going, oh, you know, we made billions on Transformers the movie. They got to be feeling it just like everybody else. So
yeah,
I think,
they,
you know...
They have to plan for the long term, too, right? So they can't, they plan around having a hit movie every year so much as they can say, like, this movie has given us a bit of security, but... You know, for planning for a worst-case scenario, maybe we should look at what we're doing right now and consider what might happen in the future.
Well, isn't that part of what the credit crunch has become, was a lot of that money that went out to banks. The banks, like we said before, aren't wanting to give out that money if they're not guaranteed to get it back, so they're sitting on it. And it's just everybody's kind of in a wait-and-see.
Well, keep this in mind, too. You got, you know, the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen coming out. All right, cool deal. Should be a big hit. The first one made a ton of money. The second one should be just fine just because of the name recognition, the fact that once the previews start getting out, people are going to get excited for it. People I talk to where I live, oh, yeah, I can't wait for the sequel. Did you hear they're making a sequel? And once the hype machine starts up, that movie's going to do just fine. Question mark is G.I. Joe. Is G.I. Joe... I mean, obviously the 25th line's been popular with collectors. I know for a fact that they hit the same stores I go to, and they buy every figure they can find. That doesn't mean
every finger.
Yes, I know. I said finger. Every finger too. But you keep that in mind. How popular is G.I. Joe? I personally don't know. I know there's a large collector fan base for it. I know a lot of people in the military are big fans of it. You know, but I honestly don't know how popular it is. So when that movie comes out, if for whatever reason it tanks, what do you do? That's not going to just affect G.I. Joe. It's not going to just be trouble for the brand. It's going to be trouble for Hasbro. Hasbro pumps in and puts forth, you know, $100 million into the budget. Now, I don't even know what the budget is. I guess I'll ask Fran O'Boyle about that one. But, you know, if the budget's $100 million and it flops like Speed Racer did, what's it? I know that's a monumental flop, but what if it does? You know, if that happens, that's not going to just affect G.I. Joe. That's going to affect Hasbro entirely because that's a lot of money they're going to lose.
Well, not that we have, we do. We have a G.I. Joe aficionado among us right now. I believe his name is Buzz. We just discovered this episode that he actually collects G.I. Joes. So have you got any input on the popularity, the base who collects it, etc.?
Yeah, well, I see Joe's moving pretty good around here. Like, they sell quick, and that can't just only be collectors buying them. But I've actually seen, like, when the first wave came out, I was in Kmart. I went to look. They were completely sold out except for one Snake Eyes, and I already had the Snake Eyes. And a fairly young father comes down the aisle with his kid in the shopping cart, spots the Snake Eyes, just like a tongue shooting out to grab a fly. He grabs it, and he goes, "I never had one of these as a kid. They were always sold out." And he sticks it in his kid's hands and says, "You're getting a toy today." And I thought that was pretty cool. So people are buying it, but the 25th line has relied so heavily on being an updated version of the original figures. And I think a lot of that's getting bought by 30-something parents who knew Joe's when they were a kid. And I think they're going to have trouble with this movie. Because this movie, they're changing so much. Like, people complain about what's getting changed with Transformers, but, like, the Joe team isn't necessarily American in this. They're like an international team. And I don't know if the Joe fans and the people that remember the old Joes are going to take to it. Yeah. Because with Transformers, they're not specifically one place or one kind of thing. So much as Joes are the American Army. And I think we might see Joe in a lot of trouble with this movie.
With G.I. Joe, the hardest thing about it, and I had conversations with, you know, some of my friends that I have in various companies, is that G.I. Joe, like you said, when it was created, was all about, you know, a real American hero, G.I. Joe, part of the U.S. Army, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the U.S. Army doesn't really have a great reputation, neither does the United States of America right now with the rest of the world. You know, so you try to release it internationally, probably not going to happen. That's why it was what G.I. Joe, what was the tagline it was used in the U.K. for that line?
Action Man?
A real American hero. It was Action Man, but it was like, instead of a real American hero, it was something else.
International hero?
Yeah, international hero.
We got that
hero.
In Canada, too, I think. We had, well, Canada actually had, every time there was an American flag on a G.I. Joe toy, they changed it to a Canadian flag. I have the Transforming Fortress, and the flag on that was a Canadian flag, which I thought was hilarious, because I can only think of one Canadian G.I. Joe character. So.
But, yeah, I mean, when you're making a movie about G.I. Joe and the characters like Duke, you know, and Flint and General Hawk, you have to make them appeal to everybody. It can't just be, oh, we're American soldiers, we're American heroes. You got to make it appeal to the rest of the world because, let's face it, the international market is just as big as the United States market. So, I mean, that's a huge challenge you have to overcome. So, obviously, you have to make changes if you want that movie to be able to succeed. It sucks because it's going to stray away from the source material, but at least it's marketable at that point.
Yeah, and, yeah, of course they have to shoot for that international market with the film, but I'm just concerned that it's going to dilute the brand in a way that is going to hurt it here, and they're pitching this brand to that foreign market that maybe doesn't want anything to do with it at all, because they were selling Joes in the UK during the Valor versus Venom days, right up to 9/11. And then when all the wars and business started happening, sales were done. Nobody in the UK was buying them anymore. And now you can't get Joes in the UK unless they're imported. So this might not even be a brand that anybody wants, even if they've made Breaker. I can't remember. Breaker, I believe, is maybe Middle Eastern or Indian. I don't recall. And this business, I don't know. I think Joe is going to be a difficult moment for Hasbro. If it works, then great. But I think they're going to have a hard time making it work.
I can see where that's coming from. And I know that one of the very first lengthy, angry flame war topics about the movie was the rumor/leak that the Joes were going to be a UN force and not a U.S. Army force. But either way, like, yeah, I think what going back to the root of that is pretty much like that the Joe movie, if it does badly, could have a very ill effect on the whole Hasbro company, not just the Joe brand. It's not like, you know, the movie does bad, the Joe brand maybe loses a wave of toys and gets a slap on the wrist. And, gets a slap on the wrist and
squeals
and
like a pig.
Squeals like a pig, and that's all that happens. We don't have a text chat going on right now, no.
Not at all.
And yes, please. And by the way, you know, no political discussion in the thread. But
yeah, I know. I was treading some dangerous grounds,
man,
there. But
Buzzbeak is going to mod you and post it in movie forms. I know what you are, Buzzbeak. Anyway,
I'm going to have to ban myself.
Abuse of power.
What we were going at, I think, was that the G.I. Joe movie is probably, or at least in my eyes, it looks like it might be one of the bigger risks Hasbro's taking this year. Even if the Transformers movie does well, the G.I. Joe movie having a big flop on, as you said, a Speed Racer level, could be bad. Could lead to a bad case scenario.
You got to keep in mind, too. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, to be fair, it's not like Speed Racer where, you know, the entire franchise has been asleep for the last 30 years or so. And, you know, you're not going to sell a bunch of kids' toys to, you know, people who are 50 now. You know, G.I. Joe's been on TV lately. I mean, they had a decent show on, I want to say, the Fox's Saturday lineup.
Wherever Sigma 6 was showing, I can't remember now. Yeah.
Well, that too, and if you look at the popularity of Speed Racer, I mean, at least in the U.S. versus the popularity of G.I. Joe, I don't think there's really any comparison.
Mm-hmm. I think it was more of an example of a horrifying flop in that case.
Yeah, and but it's what possible. We see happening...
It is. But I think it has a hell of a lot better chance than Speed Racer. I mean, I'm hoping it does better.
Well, keep in mind, too, Transformers doing a movie was a risk live action.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the conversations back when it was first announced in, like, 2004 that they were going to do a movie, or whenever, 2005. Everyone talked about it being a risk and if it could work. I mean, even Michael Bay wasn't even sold on it at first. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's always going to be a risk. G.I. Joe is a possibility, but, you know, they got to make it right. They got to do... Have they announced if it's... Is it PG-13 or just PG?
I don't know.
Because you can't really do a military movie, in my opinion, and make it PG.
Yeah, it'd be a little difficult.
Unless they're having a big old paintball war
or something.
They'll
all have lasers.
I'd probably watch that, though, if it was a paintball war.
They're all going to be shooting lasers. Yeah, they're all going to be shooting lasers, and when their helicopter blows up, they eject.
Yes. Well, if they got the classic G.I. Joe laser sound effect, you know, it would be more homage.
And land on pillows, right, when they eject?
Yeah. well-placed haystacks, things like that. So let's think about, like, so, you know, best-case scenario, Transformers and G.I. Joe both do awesome. Hasbro makes $10 million, and we all get Masterpiece Grimlock for $30 at Walmart.
It would take more than $10 million, but anyways.
Yeah. Dream scenario. We all get free money, and our voice actors at BotCon. Oh, no, wait, that was just me. Oh, where was I? Anyway, so let's think about what happens in the really bad scenario. Not like the worst case, but just let's say G.I. Joe tanks and Hasbro takes a big hit and they have to restructure around that. What kind of things do you think might happen?
Well, you have to look at it this way. I mean, the economy's bad right now, so there's always a possibility that, you know, decisions have been made or changes have already been made that we just don't know about. I mean, you got to remember Transformers and Hasbro, they don't plan 2 months in advance. They plan 8 to 14 to 16 months in advance. You know, so they could do anything from cancel a line or two lines or all lines except for one. Obviously, they'll keep the movie line going, but there's always a possibility that Universe 2.0 may not go on hiatus and just get canceled. There may be a possibility that Animated may get canceled at some point. The possibilities are just out there for it. You don't really know. That's kind of a worst-case scenario in the immediate future. If you look at a worst-case scenario, if Transformers, the movie, does all right, you know, does, you know, maybe not better than expected, but close to expected, but the G.I. Joe movie flops and the economy is still in the shape that it's in right now, you're looking at, obviously, they tried to get G.I. Joe on the big screen. Didn't work. You're looking at G.I. Joe possibly taking a break. I don't know. If G.I. Joe flops absolutely horrible and Transformers doesn't do as great as expected just because of the economy, you never know. I mean, you're looking at getting cuts from across the board. You may just have a couple size classes to choose from Transformers just because, hey, you know, the money's not there. Mm. I guess look at the past Transformer brands that have not sold well, like Beast Machines, for example. You know, they had to basically... They had Transtech all planned out and ready to go, and then Beast Machines flopped, and they scrapped the entire idea of Transtech, even though they had already made a couple toys.
Yeah, like at least 3 or 4 prototypes that have made it to the public, even if not more, that we never saw.
Exactly. I mean, so that possibility is always there that if something flops horribly, that they just cut it and let it go and cut their losses and just make the best of it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. I think best case scenario, you're probably still going to see some changes. Regardless of what they are, I don't know, but, I mean, you just have to realize what we're getting right now was planned and made before the economy crashed.
Yeah.
You know, Universe Smokescreen 2.0, whatever, yeah, cool, that was planned and painted and ready to go before the stock market crashed and whatever, the economy blew up and, you know, Jesus cried. Other than that, that's going to have to get edited, isn't it? Damn it.
Ido 11 cried.
Wept! Wept!
Wept right
and from podcast.
Well, he is watching. He said it was actually quiet while I was talking to him earlier. But he said it was very good. He's glad I had this conversation with him last night and not today, so he could go watch The Office because he's weird like that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you're just looking at. There's got to be changes. Things are going to happen. I can almost guarantee that there's going to be some changes, and I'm sure whatever big changes are made will be announced at some point. Hopefully they don't wait till BotCon, because, you know, nobody that, likes going to BotCon and being like, hey, guess what? We canceled Transformers. Yay.
This is the last show.
Yeah, no one wants to be the guy, even if it's just one lone Hasbro PR guy, no one wants to be the guy to go into the room full of Transformers fans going, hey, so, last year was cool, huh? You know, something like that, but... the intern. It's like, it's my first BotCon. They told me to wait out into the crowd, actually, before I said this. And they told me to give you these baseball bats. I don't know why.
There's always that possibility, so, I mean, you just gotta think about it and...
I think to look on the upside of things is that Transformers is a successful brand with a lot of history. I'd say... Just, you know, going from my completely unprofessional, not even American, but Canadian viewpoint, so I don't even know the full effects of the economy crash, but the way I see it is that Transformers has enough power behind it not to be the kind of thing where we'd say, buckle your seatbelts, Transformers may get canceled any moment. I'd say,
what are they going to replace it with? Something brand new? That's not going to happen.
Like, if we're going to touch on other brands, Gem. I'd say... Yeah, Gem, the return of Gem is going to... It'll resurge entire economy.
heard Gem might be making a comeback here, so we'll have to wait and see on that one, though.
But I think, like, if any brand was at more risk, I think Transformers wouldn't be it. G.I. Joe, possibly. I'd actually say even Star Wars, possibly. It really depends on what that new TV show does, but... at the same time, you know, as you said, the economy's bad, changes may happen... But another upside to look at is that the economy is bad, but it may not always be bad. And even if everything changes, even if there's, you know, I'm not going to say dark times ahead, because I still think whatever may happen in the future, it's still going to be a marked improvement over whatever we had, like, over even just 5 years ago, because Transformers is like that. It just keeps on building on itself and stuff like that. But even if things go horrible... The economy may get better, and the line, and every big company, and every franchise may get richer, and somewhere down the line, everything may turn into another 2008, 2007. So,
Transformers is not going anywhere. There will always be Transformers on the shelves. It's just a matter of how many lines can, you know, the economy sustain. You know, how many lines can Hasbro afford to do of the same product? That's the biggest question. Yeah.
So I just say, because I know that this podcast alone is going to have a couple people just going like, oh my god, I better go and, you know, tie all my favorite Transformers to myself and set myself on fire and throw myself out of my window. I think that even in a worst case scenario where both movies flop, we wouldn't be in a situation where it's like, guess we better close down the fan sites, you know, like, it's Transformers has too much momentum and too much recognition down to an aesthetic level. To be at major risk. Just, I think there's a risk of things, of, you know, basically don't be comfortable with how things are, but we've never been comfortable with how things are. I mean, like, Transformers has changed constantly over, like, just even starting from 1999 till now, it's changed dramatically as a franchise at least, like, two or three times. So,
look at it this way, too. Anytime you take a product or a brand name or something like that and you spread it really thin... Look at it before. Beast Machines was out, then it went to Robots in Disguise. Then between Robots in Disguise and Armada, they started up with the whole universe 1.0, so to speak. And, you know, then after that, it was Alternators came about. And suddenly you had, like, four or five different Transformer lines going at once. What happened? All of them ended. Usually unexpectedly. Yeah. Just boom. Just done. You know? And with the economy kind of in the crapper like it is right now, I think that could still possibly happen. Like I said, instead of having Universe 2.0 take a hiatus when the movie comes out, it might go away. You know, Animated, we know there's a Season 3. We have no idea if there's a Season 4 or not. You know, we just don't know what's coming down the pipeline. And I think that's what's scary, is everyone's hoping there's going to be more, but we just don't know. So, I mean, it could be anything from a size class going away. It could be a line getting canceled. It could be nothing. We could just be sitting here wasting your time, which is a good possibility, too. But
we really just wanted to introduce this new possible temp guy called Kickback from TFW 2005.
Yeah, I complained a lot that I never got to be a part of it, and so...
I
would say about... Oh, I'm sorry. I would say about Animated, like, in regards to other series, even
like other cartoon shows, it's going into its third season. It's, for a cartoon show, it's kind of getting long in the tooth. Not a lot of shows run much longer than that if they make it that long to begin with. So, you know, it's going to end someday. So,
no.
You know, I wouldn't freak out. I mean, if it ends, it ends. And something else will happen eventually, or something will come after it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
If people took your stance with relationships, there'd be a lot less people depressed out there.
That's
why you sit there and go, you know what, honey, I love you, but if we end someday, we're just going to end. We'll just have to move on. There'll be something new. There'll be something different. But, you know, I think that'd be great. That's something you should really look into. You should be a therapist.
Yeah.
Well, you can do therapy in the movie form in a way, you know? You can just walk around and go, hey, guys. You know, yes, she's three motorbikes. But, you know, she didn't used to be a motorbike.
Yeah, but I think it's more of a general apathy than an enlightened view.
Yeah.
So.
There is karma in apathy. We get cosmic there. Oh, my God. Well, one thing I also wanted to mention is, like I mentioned in the podcast also, is that at the moment, we're at this point in Transformers that we've not had before, which is that, yes, that we've had multiple lines before, but right now, we technically have more than two lines, if you count Robot Heroes and stuff like that. We've got two full lines running of transforming toys, and they've run for several waves, and to a degree, it looks like they've run to some decent little success. And that's not what happened when Alternators were around. Alternators really petered, and kind of went a long ways past its planned lifespan, but was kind of on life support the entire time. So we really have had it very good, and while it would suck to step back from that, if you just put it in perspective, you know, years ago, I said this before, years ago we would have said, oh, they'll never make a Unicron toy. Now we've had like four or five, if you include the little statues and figurines. So, really, whatever happens in the future, even if it seems like it's going to be bad, there's no reason to think that that's the end of the franchise. And if nothing happens, it's no reason to think the franchise is invincible. But, you know, everything changes, and everything bad eventually becomes good. Everything good eventually becomes me. So, really, this is just like, you know, this is all hypothesis, this is all discussion, but it's worth talking about because something, I think, Gog mentioned it when we were talking before we recorded this, is that the way that the economy-related chat seems to happen with Transformers revolves almost entirely around, damn, I wonder if the price point's going to change again. And that is a little, no offense, man, it is a little short-sighted given, I mean, we've just explained for like, what now, like 40 minutes? But there's a lot more that could happen and a lot more that, you know, one should plan for happening. Not that it will, but like, you know, just don't wake up one day and they say maybe like, as you said, you know, it's like this size glass is gone. And just go like, what? That's like shooting me in the heart. You know, like
I never saw that coming.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
the economy's in the crapper. Yeah, why are they canceling toys? Everyone buys toys. I mean, because you have to remember, collectors, yeah, we go out and we buy the toys. But mom and dad lost his job and mom's working, you know. I don't want to say what I was going to say, so I'll say, you know, at the bakery. Making ends meet.
You don't make meat at the bakery. What are you talking about?
But they're not going to be able to go out and buy that toy like they normally would. So I mean, everyone's going to be feeling it. Every company.
Yeah. And but you know.
Yeah. Maybe think of it this way: if a couple lines get canceled, and maybe there's more repaints than there used to be, and there's less stuff to buy, maybe you don't. Maybe you shouldn't be spending so much money right now anyway.
Yeah.
Put a couple bucks in the bank. You might need it later.
Exactly.
Well, that and then maybe the other hope is that same design time, if they don't, you know, I mean, do a massive purge of Hasbro, can go into fewer toys. Because that's always a complaint that, you know, Universe Galvatron and that sort of thing, maybe it can be more focused.
Yeah, and hey, Aaron, you know, that was an oddly long silence. Did you perhaps have problems with Audacity somehow?
Yeah, I don't know. There may have been issues with my Audacity that needs to be drug out back and shot.
WTF at TFW, we believe in transparency.
Where is the fourth
audacity
wall,
of
by
that
way?
Statement?
Pardon?
Where is the fourth wall, by the way?
I took it away. I carried it off.
We don't even have a third wall anymore. It's
damn economy! So, kick back. Was there any other major points you wanted to raise in regards to this topic?
No, I think we covered just about everything pretty thoroughly. I mean, I don't want to, like, freak people out and have people going, oh my god, everything's going to come to an end and the apocalypse is here and Armageddon and start running around screaming and throwing their toys out the window. But, you know, also got to be aware and be alert. I mean, yeah, I mean, we live in this little fantasy world, apparently, where toys are great and everything is going great and great toys are coming out. But, you know, let's face it, it's still business world. It's still money going around. And right now there's no money going around. So, you know, be prepared.
Technically, you know, while you're saying, you know, we don't want everyone to panic and run around, what we're doing is we're actually trying to prevent that in the long term by, you know, offering these ideas now so that if worse comes to worse, it won't be, you know, for the all 10 of you that listen to the podcast. Did I say 10? I meant 10,000. You know, you'll have in mind, you'll think to yourself, you know, in the future, like, oh, you know, that those guys on that podcast mentioned it. Maybe I should take my dwindling savings and send it to them for saving my emotional stability.
In which case, we will have the PayPal account set up by the time this hits.
That's right.
I think the important thing to remember, you said it. I mean, we've been spoiled for years now. But the nice thing, nice thing about, you know, $700 million movies is, you know, no matter how bad it gets, we're not going anywhere.
Exactly. And the important thing to remember is that Transformers will always be around. And that's really, you know, there's always going to be a reason to be a fan. So just don't, whatever happens, like the economy, it's a dark time for everyone, even in Canada. It's not a dark time for Japan because the yen has not changed at all. And that's actually screwed over a whole lot of my pre-ordering, but that's a whole other rant and supplemental. Anyway, yeah, I think all we have left to do is explain where Lupus and Drew are, since they're the ones who aren't here. And I mean, you know, it's certainly
they're
not a case of
fighting a
us,
dragon.
It's certainly not a case of us, you know, planning out this supplemental like 2 minutes in advance and just doing it. No, sir, we had this planned for months.
I believe Drew went to.
And we lost him again.
Drew's on a secret mission. And we have lost Kickback, who was about to reveal it.
I'm still here.
I think.
Oh, we didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said I think he went to the bakery.
Oh, he went to the bakery? Yeah. He's a pretty good baker, I heard. And I think that Lupus, you know, he's actually out there right now. You know how Atlas held up the world? Lupus is holding up the economy. He's keeping it where it is now and trying to prevent it from falling further. So, gentlemen, you know.
If you take. If you take that out of context, though, you know,
okay,
this is holding up the world.
He's wielding the economy in a position whereby it will not fall any lower. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I think Lupus deserves a hand.
Yeah. Or five.
Woo! Wow, a tear in my eye here, guys. That was beautiful.
Oh, Drew just sent me a text. He said he got gog-dogged. He went to clean up.
Well, clearly he was at the bakery.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, so that was our little topic about the economy. Just another reminder, if you know, in the thread, we don't want you to talk about politics because that always turns into lovely cans of worms. But you know, please listen to the podcast. If you have any thoughts to offer, you know, not based entirely on, oh my god, you know, I wish I lived in an anarchistic communist dictatorship or something like that, please share them. But since there are, like, you know, mods in the room aside from me, let's have them deliver scary red text moderator messages about no politics. You first, Buzz.
I can do it, but you can't. That's all you need to know.
Okay, Kickback. Scary admin message about no politics. Red text.
Usually what I do is I will just lock the thread, write some really mean, nasty comment, and then watch as I get 13 complaints sent to Tony about it, so...
Damn.
That's what I plan to do.
Well,
that's why I like being a veteran. I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
why I never ask for staff positions.
Don't come in the thread, listen to this, come in the thread, and go like, well, my politics says this! Or something like that. So we don't mean to offend anyone with this. We don't mean to upset anyone. We're just offering some calm, rational thoughts, discussion, and baking for you all.
So. Yeah, when I said what I said, I was just running down a timeline. I wasn't trying to make any sort of statement about the events. It was like, this is what happened, and this was the result.
Yeah, and we love everyone out there in the military, and we certainly aren't trying to start anything on that end with the G.I. Joe thing. I also want to say that I do think it's a bit depressing that I feel the need to do all of this post, apologetic such stuff before we've even put it up, but the important thing to remember is that a lot of people out there, you know, stuff doesn't transfer over the internet that well, and we just want to make things clear for you. So, I guess this has been a Supplemental 10. That was, Aaron, Kickback, Gog Dog, Omegas, and Buzz. I am Vangelis. And the important thing to remember is tune in to WTF at TFW because we like you. And we want to see your ears more through the lovely vantage of these earphones because we're actually inside your iPod right now and we're climbing into your brain. A lovely place to end.
Add all that up, I know what the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.